This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. At least six journalists were charged with felony rioting after they were arrested while covering the violent protests that took place just blocks from President Trump's inauguration parade in Washington on Friday, according to police reports and court documents. The charges against the journalists have been denounced by organizations dedicated to press freedom. All of those arrested have denied participating in the violence. Most of the increased cost of health care are attributed to improvements and therefore cost of technology rather than longer living. Most spending increases for the elderly are near death, so the timeline is simply pushed back rather than exponentially increasing. Some people, about 8% if the surveys are correct, are willing to believe anything that sounds plausible and fits their biases about their heroes and villains in politics. Russian legislators have softened penalties for domestic abuse. The Association of Democratic Reforms in India has released a report that almost 70% of contributions to the nation's political parties come from undisclosed sources. Election finance is considered the main driver of black money in India. After a woman started a petition in Britain that garnered 180,000 signatures about her employer forcing her to wear heels as a temporary receptionist, an investigation by parliamentary committees has found they broke the law. Republican legislators in South Dakota are trying to repeal an ethics law that voters passed. Trump appointee Gary Cohen of Goldman Sachs received $285 million in a cash out from Goldman before moving to direct the National Economic Council. In the wake of the inauguration and White House spokespeople talking about alternative facts, George Orwell's book 1984 is suddenly a bestseller again, rising to the top of Amazon's list and having the publisher print 75,000 new copies. Impact of automation means that in 2016 we hit a new manufacturing record. We now make 85% more goods than we did in 1987 with only two-thirds the number of workers. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2016, the share of workers who are members of a union decreased 0.4% to 10.7%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.